Sessionable.
Welcome to Sessionable. As always, we are sponsored by Dave's Brewery Tours. And we'll talk about that probably a bit later in the episode, I think.
Yep. And we are recording at Wayward. So shout out to Wayward, one of our regular recording spots.
One of our favourites as well.
Yep.
And because we're at Wayward, we were unfortunately Mr. Craft Beer himself, Liam Pereira, was not able to make this episode. I think he's sleeping in today. He's had a big week.
Hashtag too big for the podcast.
There's a lot of duties of Mr. Craft Beer.
Yeah. So if you haven't heard, Liam was awarded Mr. Craft Beer at the recent Sydney Craft Beer Week Awards.
Was that the official title, Mr. Craft Beer?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool.
I can only assume that they'd change it if it was a woman who won.
Yeah.
Right? But I don't know.
But do bring it up with Liam if you see him.
Yep, call every single time. Make sure you address him by his correct title. Yeah. Liam Mr. Craft Beer Pereira. But in his big shoes, we've got someone to fill them. Good mate of all of ours. Past guest on the podcast. A good mate, Jason Adair from Wayward.
Yay. Hi, everyone.
Hey, Jason.
So... this is probably going to be just one of those general chit-chat episodes. We've got a few topics to talk about. Probably won't be too long. I say that, and then,
it'll be like 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, hopefully not, because Jason has to actually go and work.
Yeah, you guys have actually, until, 11:45.
We are on a schedule.
We're on a tight schedule. All right. So why don't we just, get straight into it and what we're drinking, which is, I believe, a Sessionable exclusive.
Yes.
I think we're the first people ever to drink this.
First people ever drink this.
Awesome. Yeah.
I don't think the brewers have had it like this yet.
No, it was kegged yesterday afternoon, and then Sean drank some rat's blood, and then he went home.
Yeah.
This is it. It's the first time it's ever seen the light of day.
Rat's blood is a beer for our listeners.
Not actual. What rat's
it was
blood.
A beer.
It was a beer.
It was a beer. That was really good.
It was. but what are we drinking, Jason? It's weird. I don't know what to think about it.
Yeah, so this is the Steffi Graf. This is our first sort of attempt at mucking around with potentially doing some sort of cider or cider variant. We're gonna play around with a few different recipes, a few different ideas, a few different ways of making something cidery, but also making something different, because there are a lot of ciders on the market.
So a graph being a beer-cider hybrid, right?
Cider hybrid. Yeah, so this is the first one. The apple juice all came from Batlow. The beer half, I'm not super sure about.
I think it came from Wayward, right?
It probably came from here. I'm not sure what the other half of the beer is. I mean, it could be pale ale-y or something.
I was wondering if it might be the base from Sourpuss before it gets soured.
It could very well be. I don't know. Interesting, but...
yeah, so I find it's like, it smells like cider. It kind of looks cidery with a weird kind of consistency. Not a lot of carbonation, but it tastes like cider, like right up front, but then it finishes off dry like a beer. Sort of not like a dry cider, but in that kind of beery way. It's got like a beer body, but a cider flavor almost.
Yeah, it's really beery. It's a lot more beery than I thought it was going to be. And it's super,
but it's still cidery
super dry
as well. It's confusing. My taste buds don't know.
It's very confusing.
It's a perception challenger, which we like.
It's the most confusing beer.
Give it someone, be like, is this a beer or a cider? And they'll go,
yes.
Yes.
And they'll just start crying.
Yeah, the answer is always just yes.
We were going to...
Let's do a follow-up on Sydney Craft Beer Week.
Yeah.
Now that we've mentioned Mr. Craft Beer.
Yeah, we should probably... go into Sydney Craft Beer Week and kind of, it's been a few weeks since we've had time to decompress and process, and
I'm still recovering.
Yeah, I mean, you only stop recovering the week before it happens.
Well, I haven't actually stopped drinking,
I did. I've not had very much at all in the last couple of weeks. Deliberately, I wanted to take it easy and let my liver recover a bit.
Well, you guys are lucky, because I was down a beer day out in Canberra the next weekend.
How was that?
That was awesome, actually. Yeah. I haven't been to a festival that cool for a long time. There were a lot of breweries down there. Beers of the day were sours. First beer we ran out of was the Sourpuss. First beer Feral ran out of was the Watermelon Warhead.
Nice.
Yeah, and some really cool international stuff down there as well. Garage Project were down there with Six Taps, and some Stone as well were over there. So it was
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, really cool. Nice. Really, really cool.
Awesome.
Good to see the scene down there.
yeah,
developing.
And we'll probably actually talk a bit more about Canberra beer in a bit later this episode. But back to Sydney Craft Beer Week. Do you want to just go around and talk about what our maybe like our favourite parts of it were?
Yeah. I mean, I actually had a slightly different tactic this year for Sydney Craft Beer Week. Before, I'd always sort of panicked and stressed about being able to get around as much as possible because there's always so many events crammed into such a short space of time. But I took it a little bit differently this year and thought, I'm just going to pick out the real good stuff and just try and get to the stuff that I really think I'm going to enjoy. And it really worked. You know, I had a really good week. Monday night was a bit busy. three or four events to try and get around on the Monday. But for me, a highlight, I think, probably was Frankie's. Really enjoyed going on the Monday night to the collaboration beer night that they did. Well, and I think the beers actually probably ran for most of the week. But they had some really interesting collaboration efforts there with some great breweries. The house band absolutely rocked it that night.
Oh, they always do.
And it was the end of a big celebration day, actually. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it. And I actually hadn't been to Frankie's for quite a while before that. And it just reminded me of, you know, it is a real good fun venue.
It's great because that night they actually serve in glass as well.
They did.
The one night of the year.
The one night of the year. So the Monday Sydney Craft Beer Week, they serve in glass.
No shit.
And they were nice
for all the collabs.
Nice glasses with stems and stuff, and you know,
not too dissimilar from what we're drinking from at the moment.
So Frankie's goes legit one day of the year.
Yeah. Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's when they do their big collaboration fest.
Yeah. So it was like 8 collabs.
I think so. Something like that.
Something like that.
Something like a bunch of breweries from around Australia.
I think I got through 4 on the night.
But awesome.
Yeah, I really like the Garage Project one in particular. Great idea.
That was my pick. I can't remember anything else. I literally can't remember anything else.
There was pizza, there was Metallica pinball, there was beer, and then the night was over.
I think
I don't know. I think it might still be going, to be honest.
There was quite a lot of air guitar.
I think I bought a round of Buffalo Trace for everyone at some point.
I don't remember that.
And then I left immediately after.
I think my strategy was a bit more like, I'm either working at the Royal Albert, or Sydney Craft Beer Week, I'm either working at the Royal Albert or I'm not. That was my strategy. And if I'm not, I might be somewhere. I might be home. I don't know. I might be the Royal Albert. But it was just kind of like, I'll play it by ear and didn't really seek anything out except obviously our event. And then, that's kind of it. You know. And then also the Sunday Oktoberfest birthday party here. I got to very briefly, and Adrian and I.
Yeah, that was
down to pork knuckle.
That was actually my pick of the week. That just eating that pork knuckle, not even beer related, just eating that pork knuckle.
Shout out to good friend Julia who cooked it.
Jackalope Food Co.
That thing was enormous. Delicious.
It was so big.
The last one that was left.
I think I'm still full.
I didn't eat for the next day.
Yeah.
The last one left in the Bay Marie was 2.5 kilos. Like then that one ended up getting shredded and put in with the rest of the pulled pork.
Yeah.
Because I don't think anyone can handle 2.5 kilos of pork knuckle.
But like Adrian and I, we can eat, you know, we're pretty good at eating. And we struggled to share one. It was like...
Yeah.
Yeah, we had another couple at our table and they got halfway through theirs between the two of them and gave up.
Yeah. It's just...
Which is understandable.
Yeah, it was huge. And we're just... Like, the last little bit, when we're looking at it, all the meat's off the bone and on the plate, and it's still a lot of meat. We just looked at each other going,
And I was like, okay, Tom, you have to go to work. Let's finish this.
Yeah, I did. I had to go to work straight after. So... that was a really good event. And the Laneway Reserve 2 was super tasty.
That was tasting good.
It was good.
Mm.
It was good. Shame we're not going to drink anymore for another 6 or 8 months.
I think an honourable mention for Spooning Goats as well, who put on their second sour event on the Monday, and they also had the Laneway Reserve 2. In fact, that was the premiere of the Laneway number 2.
I didn't make it, though.
Yeah, that was good. I mean, it was well attended as well, which is always good to see.
Yeah, cool.
Nice. And where did... Was it the Rhinestone Cowboy went to... Was that at the Sweeney's rooftop event, I believe?
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, so that was the Lacto Shiraz Barrel Aged Barley Cowboy.
Yeah, I missed it.
Well, you drank half of it yesterday. Yeah.
So the... Yeah. And the aforementioned rat's blood, which was half that and half blackcurrant.
Yes.
Yeah.
1 kilo of black currants to a liter of beer.
I love that you guys are messing around with beer. It's heaps fun.
Yeah. So good.
You know, graphs and weird Fruity Boy stuff. And
man, I gotta tell you, there is a great little slow-mo video of Sean taken by one of our bartenders, Josh, where he's squeezing all of the black currants into this thing and then just looks up with the biggest shit-eating grin on his face. It's like he's just so excited to be squeezing them black currants.
Did you have a highlight from Craft Beer Week, or did you just work mostly?
Worked mostly. Our bovine and swine degustation dinner here was a cracker.
Nice.
That was really cool. I did go to all of our events, which was pretty much my entire work week. I did, however, get down to the Union for their hospo party on the Monday night.
Yeah, cool.
So that was Pirate Life, Akasha, and Modus, and they cleared out all the furniture out of the front part of the venue and put in some Nintendo 64s, and they put in some Daytona USA and some video games and a couple of pinball machines. And that was a cracker.
Yeah,
that was
really
a cracker of a night. That was a lot of fun.
Does sound fun.
Was that a closing Monday?
Or the first Monday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We had our busy that
That's
night.
Why I wasn't at your podcast.
Yeah.
Because I was playing Time Crisis and
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Speaking of Akasha, I was quite taken aback at just how busy it was here for the Akasha takeover on the Thursday evening.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd ever seen it quite so swollen in here.
I don't think we were ready for that to be that busy. That was supposed to be our nice ease into the weekend Thursday, and no, it was pretty rammed all night.
It was wall to wall. It was good fun though. Everyone was having a great time, and got to say props to the bar guys who really managed to keep up well with the demand. You know, you were absolutely flying through serving and keeping the lines at the bar quite short. So yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, and to kick through two kegs of the collab beers on one night was pretty impressive.
That's awesome.
So yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So Tom, you mentioned Canberra.
Yeah.
Some recent news from Canberra that's been pretty good.
Yeah, so in a couple of episodes ago, we had a big topic about beer in stadiums and how basically there's no craft beer in Australian stadiums. We talked about Garage Projects, what they're doing in Wellington at the moment, which is they basically sponsor Wellington Phoenix and they supply beer to Wellington Phoenix's home games.
That's awesome.
And they do that as kind of a group with other Wellington breweries. So it's not just Garage Project, it's a bunch of them all working together to have beer at the stadium. And so so Wellington Phoenix today, actually, when we record this, so Saturday the 12th of November, Wellington Phoenix are playing away against Central Coast Mariners in Canberra.
Because
that's, Canberra, the big city on the Central Coast.
That's the most confusing thing for me about this game.
I think it's the same as, like, GWS play in Canberra. So they can have some A-League there. And so Garage Project have teamed up with Bentspoke, I think, to supply beer to the game today.
Yeah, I saw photos of that up on Facebook yesterday with pallets and pallets and pallets of their new Bentspoke tinnies sitting out the front of the stadium.
How good would that be to go to that game? I was thinking of going down, but
I considered it as well. But
they're ring pull cans as well, aren't they?
Yeah, the full, as Justin Fox was explaining in our live episode, the full 360 lid, which is pretty awesome.
So good.
Yeah, I want to try those cans in general, but to have them at a sports event is pretty great.
Yeah, so we just wanted to,
And hopefully,
shout out.
This kind of paves the way for other craft breweries to try to get their beers.
Hopefully,
into
it's a rousing success. And
I think it will be.
Yeah.
So does this mean that the contract at the Canberra Stadium is not as
I think it works because one of the teams is sponsored by Garage Project.
Possibly. I think that might be the loophole.
Yeah, that's the loophole. If one of the performers or teams or whatever has a sponsorship deal, then they can bring their own.
Unless it's one of those 70% contracts, and because it's a stadium, that 30% actually ends up being really big.
Yeah.
And that could be the craft beer tinnies.
But that's it.
And
you can just have one. You don't have to supply the whole stadium. You just buy one bar. And, that's all that the people who want it want.
Mm.
Well, if sponsorship's the way in, then there you go, Jason. See if you can work on the bosses and get them to sponsor the Roosters or something.
The Roosters? No.
Maybe like Swans, mate. Maybe Swans. Like an ice hockey team.
Gentlemen, come on. It's the St. George Illawarra Dragons, all right? Hey, quiet. You, Sean's from Wollongong.
Okay, cut his mic.
I'm a Dragons fan as well, so...
Yeah, yeah, that'd be great. You know, hanging out down at Oaky, sitting on the hill, drinking some Wayward.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So when are the Wayward cans coming out then?
No.
Let's not bring that up.
Well, we have 50 litre cans. They're pretty great. Got yourself
my
a jockey.
Cans.
Yeah, my favourite cans.
Can we get those with a full ring top? That the whole top comes off?
Jockey box.
We should probably talk about the bottles actually, and now that you mentioned Wayward cans, you know, because they seem to have been flying off the shelves in multiple venues, including here at the brewery. It's pretty nice to have them around, isn't it?
It's really good.
They look good as well.
Yeah, man. Sour Puss in Bottles is my beer of summer. Nice, light in the alcohol. I can take a 4-pack on my motorbike, ride down through the national park, find a little beach, spend a few hours there, drink all four, and still be sober to ride home. And I think that's why they're going to be my beer of summer.
Beer of every summer.
Yeah, hell yeah. And I think Sour Puss, I think I might have said this on previous episodes, but it is tasting so good right now. I think it's the best it's ever tasted. Like, I'm loving Sour Puss a lot at the moment. But I think I think you were explaining to me earlier, Jason, that the good thing about the bottle line here and why it was purchased rather than a canning line was it's very versatile.
Yeah. So 330ml, 500ml, 640s and 750s.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so it's cool. Whereas, you know, I think with most canning lines, it's kind of one size or the other.
Yeah.
Whereas this sort of works better for us. So yeah, it's awesome. It's really cool.
Just finished off my Steffi graph there.
I'm still confused.
No, my head gets used to it as I go through the glass, actually, and I can actually, you know, it's really nice and refreshing.
It is. It's really refreshing.
It's a nice morning beer, actually. Yeah.
Before we take a quick break, what do you guys think of this whole Modern Curations gallery?
Moku?
that Lion has come out with.
The name is so bad, but
I think we can all agree that the name is terrible.
I think the
sounds like a Japanese movie I watched once.
Moku. Yeah.
So just as an explainer, it's Lion Nathan have just launched basically an online store for all their rare craft beers. So all the James Squires, like Mad Brewers stuff, and all the
seasonal releases and stuff.
Little Creatures single batches and the White Rabbit Sours and stuff from across the ditch, Emerson's and Panhead from New Zealand. All the stuff that you can't really find in bottle shops, you can now buy online directly from Lion Nathan. And I think over $50 and it's free delivery.
That's not
bad. There's two bottles.
Yeah, well, because they're all the high end stuff. But yeah, it's not cheap, but it's.
That was my first reaction. My first reaction was great idea. Because sometimes it can be quite hard to get some of the rarer stuff from the Lion Nathan stable, and to have that portal available to be able to get it, I was all for it. I've still not tried the White Rabbit Flanders Red, for example, and I'm keen to try it.
Yeah. The White Rabbit Barrel Aged Red. One of our investors brought a bottle back from Victoria the other day.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Yeah, so having somewhere to turn to for stuff like that is great. But I was a little bit taken aback by the prices when I looked on the website. It does seem quite expensive.
For a large brewer to be charging that much, I mean, it might be smart. Like, people might go for it because it's like, oh, it's expensive, it's rare. But like, they can afford for it to be cheaper.
What are they charging? We're talking like
$30, $25 for the
red,
really?
For the white rabbit red.
$7.50.
It is a $7.50.
It's not high alcohol. Considering I can get like the new brewery shipment, like the new sours in from the brewery for like $50 a bottle for a $7.50.
Yeah,
that's pretty ridiculous.
I think the other problems it has, the actual design of it's pretty awful.
Yeah, it's terrible.
As we said, the naming and the branding, the naming, Moku, it's the Modern Curations Gallery is what that's short for, which, what
where's
does that
the G?
Mean? Well, exactly, where's the G? So it's Mokuga. I don't know, like, it's just, the name doesn't make sense, the design and the branding, but I do really appreciate the idea of it, and, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens with it, I think.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not
Lion seems to be seems to know what they're doing as compared to, you know, Carlton.
Yeah.
So
hey, you watch.
sorry, Jason.
I don't want to have to ask you to leave, but I will.
So yeah, we'll see how it pans out. I think the website will improve. Not sure if people are gonna go for it. But.
Yeah,
they can change the website.
Yeah. Oh, no, they can, and they can change the prices as well.
They can.
Yeah. So
is this now the only place I can get Panhead in Australia?
I'm not sure, actually. Like, I think it might be.
Retail, maybe, but...
Are they, like, are they still selling to retail?
I'm not sure. Like, you'd probably still be able to get it at bars, but not necessarily retail.
Yeah, so, like, the can head stuff and all that sort of stuff is more going to be online now.
That doesn't make sense. Why would they have stopped selling to retail when they took them over? I don't get that.
There's been a whole thing with their distribution channels, and I'm not fully versed on it, but there's been a lot of... Like, Lion said that they'd let the current distributors... keep distributing it when they bought Panhead, and then the distributor's like, no, Lion has taken over everything, we can't. And then there was a whole thing. I don't know, I haven't been keeping up on it.
I miss my Johnny O, man.
Yeah, yeah. Johnny Octane was good.
Johnny Octane was great.
The oaked stout as well.
I had one of those as a roadie once on my way to the Forest Lodge, and that was a bad idea. It was such a bad idea. I got all the way to the pub and I still had half a pint of beer left, and I just couldn't finish it.
Oh man.
Well, it'll be exciting to see, you know, because there's developments down the road at Malt Shovel. You know, they've kind of rebranding and as Malt Shovel Brewery, and there's apparently some exciting things in the works down there. So good to have that portal available to buy that stuff outside of the local area as well. Good luck to them, I say.
Indeed.
Yeah, cool. We'll take a quick break.
Yep, and then get back to recommendations.
Yeah, sweet. Ew.
Can I get a live version of that, just out of curiosity?
Sessionable.
Nailed it.
But we'll take a... This is going to be a quick message from our sponsor. So as we mentioned at the top of the episode, Sessionable is brought to you by Dave's Brewery Tours.
Thanks, Dave's.
Dave has been awesome and is helping us basically keep this thing running and helping us improve it.
Yeah, there's some exciting things in the works.
Definitely.
But yeah, so Christmas is coming up, and I think, you know, pretty good gift idea for if you... Tom's drinking beer.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, a pretty good gift idea...
I was making faces as well.
For the beer lover in your life.
Yeah.
Is maybe a Dave's Brewery Tours.
I think it sounds like a great tour. Gift for someone. A tour.
Dave's Brewery Tours tour.
Yeah. we'll work on it. Yeah. A Dave's Brewery Tour would work, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Correct.
So I think Dave offers a lot of different types of tours. There's you can go around to a bunch of breweries, drink some beer. You can do some walking tours of areas like the Rocks. There's tours up north. There's tours in the inner west.
I think there's even one that includes an urban winery now.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, there's tours in Canberra as well.
Yeah. And so there's probably a tour that would excite you or excite the person you're buying a gift for. Go to davesbrewerytours.com.au, I think is the website.
Great gift idea.
Yeah.
And you'll find the tour for you.
There we go.
All right. All right.
Call 1-800 Dave's Brewery Tours. No, don't call that.
Don't call that number.
Don't call that. Not an actual number. Probably too many digits.
So
as well.
Yeah. Who knows? this beer.
What are we drinking, Tom?
This is the Lindemann's Mikkola Sponsen Basil, which is a basil flavored lambic.
Delicious.
It's quite incredible.
It is.
It's kind of one of the most incredible things I've had.
The nose is intense.
So I love basil. Like, I'll have a pizza which is just cheese and basil. Basil? You know, basil!
Yeah, no, this is delicious.
I like that everyone kind of made the same face after they took the first sip.
I interrupted Adrian's sponsorship reading because I was making that face.
It's the O face.
Yeah. But,
Yeah, it's just, it smells of basil, super sour. Well, not super sour, it's fairly sour, but...
Yeah. Savory.
Yeah. Nice, like, champagne-y kind of
And, oh, that bottle texture. Art. Can we talk about the bottle art?
It is, this has got to be one of the most beautiful bottles.
It's beautiful.
I've ever seen.
The Lindemann's...
Green, though.
The Lindemann's proper sours, and I say proper sours as in to differentiate from the sweetened sours they do.
Yeah.
But the proper sours, like the Cuvée Renée and this one, and the Blossom Gurs, awesome bottle art. And awesome beers as well.
Absolutely. And this beer is very special, I think.
It's one of those ingredients that you kind of think, oh, really? When you sort of see it.
Yeah.
But I want to try that because that will be really interesting. But actually, it works incredibly well.
I just love that. Yeah, that savory finish that it's got is just... Oh, this would go so well with lamb or...
Yeah, roast lamb with some mint sauce.
Or a pizza. It just go well potatoes. With a pizza, I think, as well. Yeah.
Italian food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we want to... Go straight to recommendations.
Straight to recommendations. Nice, yeah, let's do non-beer first. Tom?
Oh, Brad?
Beer recommendation?
Non-beer first.
Oh, non-beer. I can thoroughly recommend This is a bit left of centre for what we generally recommend. But I went to Fort Denison last weekend for my wedding anniversary with my lovely wife.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. 5 years. Thank you.
Wow.
And they do a Sunday sunset like meal, but also a tour of the island. So you get a water taxi over from Circular Quay, tour of the island and the fort, and then a fantastic three-course meal.
I can't really think of a better location in Sydney.
Honestly.
I don't think I've ever been there.
We had an incredible day for it as well. We were so lucky. Because last Sunday, it was beautiful weather and the sun coming down behind the Opera House with the bridge in shot as well. It was just a dream. It was fantastic. So yeah, I would thoroughly recommend that. The problem is that they book out really quickly, so you have to book them really far in advance. But they run Sunday sunset meals right the way through the summer months, probably through to about March time.
How far in advance? So if I get married now, do I need to book 5 years in advance for my 5 year anniversary?
Well, we got lucky because last weekend was the first weekend of the season, so people hadn't really heard about it. But apparently they're booked up through to the end of December now. So yeah, you're looking at 2017 now.
Cool.
Sweet. That's awesome.
You got a non-beer recommendation, Jace?
I do. On my days off recovering from Beer Day Out and Sydney Craft Beer Week and all the other things, I've found myself watching a lot of American football. And that's only a thing you can really do on Mondays. So I went out and I bought Madden 17 for the PS4.
Nice.
And now I can play football whenever I like.
Beautiful.
Excellent. It's great. It's just a good, quick little game. You can set, your periods to 2 minutes, and you can just sit there, smash out a game in less than 15 minutes, and it just helps you unwind. And beautiful. It's helped me a lot in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's been good.
Non-beer, Adrian?
Non-beer, I'm going to recommend people watch some wrestling.
You've done this before, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe I have. Maybe I have.
That's fine. It's not 1998.
I've just been really getting back into wrestling recently, and especially the independent stuff. So WWE is still pretty good, but getting into New Japan Pro Wrestling and Ring of Honor and stuff like that, it's just some awesome performances. Yes, it's fake. It's scripted.
Yeah,
but it's still very kind of athletic and fun to watch.
Did you know that most TV is scripted?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Apparently, The Bachelor's scripted as well.
Well, can you believe? No, I will not hear a word of it.
Is this scripted?
No, definitely not.
People ask us that all the time.
Tom.
All right, my non-beer recommendation is a board game.
Mm-hmm. Of course, no, it is. I feel you've recommended this before, Tom.
Not this board game. We played this on Halloween. It's called Fury of Dracula, and it's actually going to be going out of print soon. So I'd recommend buying it up now if you can. It's one person plays as Dracula and is hidden in this map of Gothic Europe, and the other players are running around the map trying to find them. And Dracula sets traps around Europe, and it's lots of fun. I was Dracula.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was great.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Beer recommendations.
Okay, mine, it stems from Sydney Craft Beer Week as well. One of the successful events that we didn't mention was the Ale Stars event with Garage Project, which was great. They've been over here in Sydney for Sydney Craft Beer Week previously, but they never disappoint. And the lineup of beers was, as usual, absolutely outstanding. But the one that really stood out for me, and one that I hadn't actually had before, was their Lupus the Wolfman, which is a double IPA. With Simcoe, Amarillo, and Citra, and it was just one of those moments for me. I just had this double IPA that at the time just tasted like absolute perfection. Grab it if you can.
Yeah,
sweet.
Good.
I tricked you because I actually thought of a beer that I wanted to talk about instead. I was going to say that you should all go out and drink Resch's because it's hot outside and because sometimes a nice cold lager is a good thing to do. But I'm not.
No. I mean, you did anyway, but...
Well, no. But it's leading up to something. A couple of weeks ago, I was over at the Tap House. Phoenix had a bit of an afternoon where they were launching their sort of now representing the Barossa Valley Brewing Company. And I had two of their beers. Two of the big standouts on the night were the I Can't Believe It's Not Bacon Rausch beer, which was pretty intense. But the chocolate coffee milk stout thing was just outstanding.
I like all of those things.
Yeah, it's so good. And I think the thing that surprised me most about it, I mean, it was, you know, a chocolate and coffee sort of lactose stout, so all of that you expect to find, you know, all the different bits and pieces. But the fact that it smelt so strongly of maple syrup was something that I wasn't expecting. Yum. And I was really super into that.
Wow. Yes. Nice.
It was really good.
So that was Phoenix, did you say?
Yeah, so Phoenix distributing that now. That's like one of their new sort of Australian premium brands because they have a lot of really cool international stuff.
Yeah.
And now this is one of those premium brands that they're representing here in Australia.
Great.
Awesome.
And you can get the tinnies from Camperdown Cellars.
Beautiful.
Sweet.
Yeah, recommended.
Maybe I'll get one on the way out.
Medhurst and Sons.
Yeah.
Have a chat to Kieran.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of beer in cans and he's got the whole range from these guys.
Cool. Yeah, cool.
Adrian.
I have a very specific recommendation.
Yeah.
I recommend ordering a pint of Tiger.
Oh, you are the worst.
From me at the Royal Albert.
Liam was here.
Hotel.
You guys made fun of me for Bert.
Between the 17th and 24th of November.
You've got to cut this out, right?
It's $9 a pint, and it's very good for summer.
You suck. You are the worst.
It goes down really well with the Szechuan pork noodles.
Yes.
And dumplings.
All right, Jason.
What has happened to this podcast? Seriously.
We've already got one sponsor. We don't need to sell out again.
Hashtag scripted.
Tom, do you have a recommendation?
Yes, I do. I'm probably going to recommend what is becoming my favorite beer at the moment. I'm drinking a lot of it. It's a bit of few in the bottle. It's the Stone Jokovesa Mocha Stout.
Absolutely. Oh,
yeah. It makes me happy. Like, I drink it and I'm just like, in a better mood. I'm transported to a better place immediately. Yeah. It's just so happy.
It's probably my second favorite to Tiger.
You are the worst.
And on that note,
without Mr. Craft Beer here, it just all goes downhill.
Exactly.
On that note, thanks again to Wayward for hosting us today.
And thanks for joining us, Jace.
No wackers.
Thanks to Days Brewery Tours for sponsoring us.
And thanks to you for listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. And give us a shout out on Twitter or rate us on iTunes, leave a review. All that stuff helps us.
And thanks for coming to our live episode as well.
Yeah, everyone who came. It was a resounding success.
Mm.
And there might be more in the future.
Mm.
Yay.
Yeah. Cool. See you later.